At this moment, I'm completely powerless, both physically and mentally bound by this beautiful young man. I desperately want to please him, and he knows it. Kaio takes a step back and turns around, revealing his lean, muscular back and slim waist. He slips both his hands into his pants and begins lowering them. He deliberately flexes as he seductively reveals his lower body, knowing full well I can't take my eyes off him. I've wanted to see him like this for years, and this slow, teasing pace is tearing my mind apart. I need this. I need him. At last they fall to the ground. His ass is tight and toned, unblemished and pale like the rest of his body. It is perky too, but not too large. His physique reminds me of the famous Elrond warriors whose statues decorate the castle halls. He's very well built, despite his small size. Stepping backward, he firmly presses his bare ass against my bulge. My eyes lightly cross as he begins to gyrate his hips, grinding those flawless cheeks against my swollen penis. Animal instincts take control, and I wrap my hands around his lithe body, pulling him close. The crimson chain jingles as he raises a hand back behind my head, pulling my face down toward him. I follow his motions and begin kissing his neck, letting the delicate, youthful scent of his hair fill my lungs. He is so beautiful, inside and out, and he is so powerful. Maybe he really can defend himself. A shudder trembles at the base of my cock, rapidly extending toward the tip. But Kaio quickly pulls away. "Can't let you come yet," he teases. "Don't want your pants to get dirty." My rosy cheeks darken. Embarrassed, I almost just came in my clothes, but too horny to think of a witty response. The boyish sorcerer gracefully falls to his knees before me. Our wrists are still bound together by his enchantment. "Let's get these off." He gives a playful grin as he pulls my pants down to my ankles. The heavy meat pops out of my underwear, slapping against his cheek with a dull thud, before tantalizingly bobbing up and down before him. The tip is already dilated and wet with desire, and I can't help but smirk watching him go slightly cross-eyed trying to focus on it. "Beautiful," he mutters to himself, his voice scarcely a whimper. Kaio slips a hand into his pants and pulls out his own dick. Stiff and hard, it is a respectable size, but nothing compared to my bulky, fleshy pole. I savor the worshipful look on his face as he admires it. Spitting on his cock, he massages saliva into the shaft and begins masturbating. His flushed cheeks and submissive posture show how hungry he is for my cum, and yet he remains in control. I try to thrust my hips forward, but the chains stop my movement. He's provoking a deep lust within me, and for the first time in my life, I feel helpless. I can't seem to think straight with his perfect naked body kneeling at my feet. Ah, what is this feeling? It hurts so much, but it feels so good. I would do anything for release. I would do anything to bury my throbbing penis deep inside him,